There's no wrong answers when we're just doing spitballing here. Come on, let's entertain.
There's no wrong answers. Oh, trust me, there's some wrong answers. There's even more wrong answers when we're spitballing. There's less right answers when we're spitballing.
He can edit those ones out.
Oh, I think we should start a salad podcast. We'll call it Resin and Lettuce. We're bottling while we're eating salads or talking about different kinds of salads. Resin and Romaine. Oh, even better. Oh,
alliteration.
Yeah. It'd be R&R for short. Oh.
Yeah. Are you ready for a little R&R?
Foundation is laid. I mean, this thing is just going to sell itself now.
Yeah. The t-shirts, are you ready for some R&R?
Yeah, right? Resin and Romaine. Mm.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 85th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for June 2018. In this episode, we discuss the Outbreak. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to said episode.
And welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. This is episode 85. This is going to be like an outbreak. With me, as always, is my bestest chum, Rob.
Yellow.
And we have a special guest. And who might that be? Please introduce yourself, mystery guest.
Hi. My name is Community Pat. And I am the community manager for Mantic Games. And I'm happy to be here.
I don't think he's considered a special guest anymore. He's on like every other episode now.
I was just thinking that. I go, how can I be a special guest when I'm on all the time?
He doesn't count.
You can't let it go. It's special still, Rob.
Yeah. Oh, he's still special to us.
I did. And, you know, and I gave you my very best dating game introduction, so.
Okay. Well, Rob, start to get up the chair and the whip. You're going to have to wrangle us in. We're on fire tonight, so.
There's a way.
Yes.
Well, you know how hard I'm refraining from singing right now?
I expected Jack to sing.
Again, we're on best behavior.
This one is all about news. Well, we have some other stuff, but mostly about news because it's been a lot of news since the last episode. Because, of course, the outbreak, as Jack alluded to, has happened. Well, the pre-order for the outbreak has happened. But, yes, Dead Zone Outbreak is coming out July 9th. It's 88 pages, and it's for Dead Zone, obviously. That's the show.
88 pages.
That's what they say. It's got two new factions, Amazon Labs and The Nameless, and rebalances existing factions, new scenarios and equipment, new elite factions, and also there's going to be a big campaign this summer, and it's all tied to this. It's going to be exciting. It's on pre-order right now. I was amazed at the price. I thought it was going to be more expensive than this. It's only £15 or $20. Not bad. Not bad at all. So, Pat, this is something you know about, this book. We've been talking about it for a long time now, but it's finally almost out into the wild.
Yeah, almost. It's very close. It looked good. It looks good. I'm very excited for some of these new rules and new models to come out, especially for the Nameless. I know everyone is very, what's the word? Chomping at the bit, excited, jazzed.
It's the new hotness.
Yes, the new hotness.
They are.
And only that. And then there's also the Maison Labs for the Star Saga players who are also very excited to be able to use their models they have from Star Saga in Dead Zone, you know, which is, I think, is one of the greatest things we ever do with our game systems, the interchangeability of the models, so you're not really wasting a lot of money.
Yeah. You can start right from Star Saga, go all the way up to Warpath. It's a long and winding road, but it's possible.
Yeah, it's a long, dark rabbit hole, but it's a great rabbit hole.
Because, yeah, really, Maison Lab guys, if you wanted to do it in Warpath, you just play them as GCPS, I would assume, right?
Yeah, or yeah.
So just bring them all the way up. So they also released Mantix got some new box sets. They got the Asterion box set, which is they got the Mega Force, which is a bunch of Asterions for £100 or 150 US. This one's I like because it's got way it's got the Chira, which is the nice new ship. This is more of a Warpath thing, but it's got four Skyrazers and four drones. That's a nice set for if you went for Dead Zone. This would be a great set to start you off in Dead Zone.
The Mega Force?
Yeah.
Like oh my gosh, you could have so much Dead Zone with this Mega Force.
But you get four drones. You need four drones in a Dead Zone army, so.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Just you know, you got the Khaleesi there. Obviously, that's going to be the bulkier troops. But then you got the marionettes. Look how many of those crazy the new drones are back there. Yeah. You've got the Skyrazers. Like that's more than you ever need for Dead Zone.
But it's a nice selection because the next one's the Asterion Reserve Force, which is £60 or $90. Is comes with the Chira. But it doesn't come with the drones, which that's the only problem with this one. It comes with two Skyrazers and some Black Talons, and even comes with Nemrath, the mercenary, the Asterion mercenary. So that's cool. And then you can get a Chira or the Chroma Force platform, whatever combination, for £30 or $45. That's pretty good. We got one of those with the Warpath, and it's a beefy little beast. Do you have one of those, Pat, yet?
Yes. There will be a how-to build video fairly soon.
Ooh.
So keep an eye out for that.
Nice. Yes, you did one for the Hornets, which was good.
I did, yeah. The Hornets kind of needed it a little bit because it was a little tricky with the landing gears. A lot of people had a lot of problem with the landing skids.
Yeah. Well, that's with the mule. You got to do one for the mule. The suspension system on the mule was pretty...
Yeah, there'll be
to figure out, but it
there'll
was
be one for the mule. There'll be one for the mule coming too.
I built the suspension wrong on mine. I'll just admit that right now. I missed one pillar. I think it's supposed to be the shocks. Long story short, I went, hey, well, I'm done except for these two pieces. Oh,
so those guys will never be making it in the battle because that mule will just break down.
It's the plague variant anyways, so I wasn't going to shed a tear over, not being aesthetically perfect. It's pretty jacked up.
Well, if it's plague variant, then it's just going to run. It's going to make it.
That's right.
Also, with this set, there's now available Asterion weapon drones. You can buy them individually. And it's got the Pulse Bombard one. The one that was not available anymore. For £10, $18, you get two drones. But just for that Pulse Bombard... I have so many drones already, but I want
to. I'm not going to go on record and say, but I think you'll get the different weapon platform, the different turrets on there too.
Yeah, that's what I want. And you can also get the Cypher Specialists in a set with the Cypher Primes. There's actually two Cypher Primes, it looks like, for £10 or $18.
Yeah, those Cypher Primes look really good.
Yeah, they got their curved sword about to slash somebody. So Asterion's got all their stuff. They filled out their force, and you can now... get everything you need for the Asterions. And there's some more new stuff. The Forge Fathers got some new stuff. They got two, they're not new, Iron Ancestors, but they're finally back in stock. We get from the original Kickstarter, the Heller Maul pattern Iron Ancestor. It's a new name, but it's the one with it's got like a claw with a flamer on the bottom. And that one's £20 or $30 for that guy. That's a good price because I think they used to be really expensive, the Iron Ancestors, but I think they've gone down. I think they don't make them out of resin anymore. I think these are probably, what are they? They might be still resin. What do you know anything about these, Pat?
I want to say I thought they were resin still.
Are they still resin? I think maybe because they're doing in-house more, that's a better price. Cause I think I remember it before being like $40 or $50.
That's when we sent it to China. And I think now that because we're casting a lot of stuff in-house, saves a little money.
Yeah, that's cool. And we also got the Thor pattern Iron Ancestor, the one with the twin hammers. I'm not a fan of the hammers, but in the Thor pattern, it kind of works a little bit more because at least you don't have one that looks good. And now you got two hammers that are about little stumpy hammers.
I like them.
They're too short. They need a little range. Yeah, they like,
Well, so, no, I mean, they're in a bent position, but it's if you look at it, it's got a articulation so they can stretch. So it'd be really easy just to
snap it off and make it longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I never thought.
I think it's just the pose. It's not necessarily that they're stumpy.
So Rob, you're saying that the T-Rex would not be the iconic dinosaur it is today if it had one regular sized arm that could like actually
jump. That's right. If they're both the same size, I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Okay, it's symmetry, not necessarily the limbs themselves being miniature. It's the fact that one was miniature and the other looked regular.
That's right.
Okay.
And he's 17 or 18 pounds or $25. I like the paint job on him. I don't remember seeing this paint job ever with the orange and the taupe. I like that really with the green little lights. I think that looks really cool.
Yeah, I think this is the new Forge Father paint scheme.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. And we also finally we have the Veerman Tangle. People have been clamoring for this thing. It's 20 pounds or $30, but the Tangle is finally released to the general public. Jack has had one since the Kickstarter.
And, yes.
But now it's out.
And it is about 20 pounds of material. Yeah. It is a big, heavy model.
Yeah, I'm curious if this is still all metal, because yours is like, the whole thing is metal, right?
A vast majority of it is. So
I wonder if they're doing this one in resin now. That's another question we need. I wish we had someone from Mantic on. Oh, wait.
Yeah, or someone from Mantic who knew what they were talking about.
Yes. And we also got the Tunnel Runner formation. Three Tunnel Runners for 25 pounds or $40. I think that's a steal. $40 for three Tunnel Runners? That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
So there you go. And then the other big thing, I guess, would be the Nameless are up for pre-order. Finally, Nameless are up on the site. You can get the Nameless Faction Starter. It's crazy price. It's only 25 pounds or $40. And you get a one Psychotroid, a two Riflemen, two Assassins, two Gunslingers, two Inkers, two Scuttlers, four Needle Drones, one Carotid, and two Ogres. And most of them are plastic. There's a few resin ones of them, but so most of them are plastics. But no metal, which is nice. We're a crazy group.
Obviously the assassins look pretty neat, and the ogres, I think people are going to really like. Well, actually, the ogres are the ones that I would want to paint just because that's right in my wheelhouse. But I think there's a little something for everyone. Even the inkers, they're little cute little guys. Look at them.
Look at them.
Look at old guys.
They shoot ink out their butt.
I just, you know when you can't help yourself, you just got to like, when you see a dog, you just want to pet it.
You want to squirt the ink out of these guys?
They're adorable enough. You just want to like squishy their, here we little guy. Come here. Maybe that's just me.
Could be just you.
Okay.
They also have some leaders that are available. The one is the Blight for 8 pounds or $13. He's a big guy. He looks pretty cool in his armor. Tentacle face. I like him. And we also got the Terror. The Terror is like a bug guy. He's 8 pounds or $13. He's got the Blight. He's got more tentacles.
He's an angry lobster looking thing.
Yeah. And then the Terror is more like a crabby kind of, he's got like all these legs.
Like a shrimp. Like he's a mantis shrimp or something.
Yes. He's got tentacles too though, but they're more like hair instead of beard. But he still has a little beard.
He does. He's rocking more like the evil Spot goatee.
That's true. He's obviously Blight is a nice guy.
Well, he's got the hipster beard going on.
And then we got the Fear. The Fear is only a concept right now, but he came in, he's not a concept because I think we have one. He came in Star Saga, but on the site, only shows the picture of him.
He's a Mantic Point model.
Yeah, Mantic Points. 15 Mantic Points. You can get this guy. That's a good thing. The Mantic Point system has gotten so much better recently. So if you have those Mantic Points sitting around, send them in. Get your stuff. We did it recently. It was pretty easy. I just made an order, and then I mailed in my points. And like a week later, I got a bunch of metal miniatures. And also, the other big news from Dead Zone is that 2.0 and Firefight rule sets are available on the Mantic site for free. I assume this is going to be all the time, but right now it's available. So no more complaining that you don't have the full set. It's not just the basic rules. It's the actual full rule books for both those games. So that's pretty awesome. They want people to be getting into this campaign and into the new Outbreak book. So they're giving away the rule sets. And then there's also Star Saga news. Wave 2 shipping for the Kickstarter is late July. And they also have the Terror in the Deep character creator and mission creator will be available at retail first. But the Kickstarter backers will get Retake the Black Star Station, Devil's Betrayal, months and months before they're on the shelf. So you can't complain. People do complain, but hey, shut up.
Don't complain.
And then there's the Kickstarter exclusive Fear the Darkness, which is coming too. And also in your backer kit, if you are a Kickstarter backer, I never knew this until recently. If you go into your backer kit under digital rewards, they have all these sets are all available to read already. So if you're not looking for the miniatures, you just want to get the rules for a bunch of this stuff, maybe add it into your already games of Star Saga, they're all up there. And then Mantic also posted pictures of I think these are the resin, what do they call them? The samples, like they get. We got a sphere minion, which is great. More sphere, the better. And then we got Alpha Simeon. Jack, it's a big monkey.
You forgot one word, fan. I'm not actually a big monkey.
Aren't you?
Well, when you really think about it, we all, as a species.
That's true.
The Alpha Simeon's a new Alpha Simeon sculpt. Who Alpha Simeon was a Dreadball giant.
Yeah, that's right. We never did get
it. So for your Dreadball players, it's really easy. It looks like it's going to come off real easy off his base to cut him off his base. And he's got the little Dreadball claws on him still.
Yeah. I think he's using those Dreadball claws for something else.
Wow.
Disemboweling people.
Wow. He's an angry ape.
Then we also get a bunch of mercs that you can use for the character creator. We got a looks like a male Teraton, because he's little, with two pistols. You always want two pistols.
Pew, pew.
I think the one in the middle is a Pseudoshan. I think that's who that is.
Looks like a Pseudoshan.
In the mercs book, yeah. They go into depth on him. Pretty big. He's got his backstory is probably the best in the book.
Jack, you're in the wrong universe again. Come back to us.
Oh, stop it with your horse pucky.
And then we got a Rin, a different type of Rin, a nomad kind of guy. He's different than the one that's available now. Then we got some Rebs bosses. We got a new type of Grogan. It looks like he's got big armor on him. And then another giant monkey. Jack, look, it's another giant monkey.
He's more in my wheelhouse for giant monkeys, to be honest.
Because he looks like he's a commander of something.
He looks like the general from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, a bit.
That's what I was going to say. He's got more of the classic, like, ape.
Yeah, and let me be clear. This is the classic Planet of the Apes, not the Mark Wahlberg Planet of the Apes.
Oh, no. With Helena Bonham Carter as an ape that I would kiss.
Sexy ape.
Yep.
This Grogan looks like he's got a rocket launcher on his shoulders.
He does. He looks like he's got dual rocket launchers with a big chain gun. I'm a fan of chain guns. I'm a.
Do you think that's a flamer underneath it or a drill?
It looks like a flamer. It's got that little cowling they always put on their flamers.
I think it'd be cool if it was a drill.
It's in the wrong spot. It has to be in front of it if it's going to be a drill.
But if we're, because of the hands, we're going under the assumption that's a Grogan. We all know how big the Grogan models are. Then look from him a little to the right, back to him a little to the right. That is a big monkey.
Yes. And you're also getting a giant monkey in Hellboy. You're just going to have a giant monkey collection.
I already do, and you know it. Stop playing coy.
Now we got a Veerman hero called Technocratus or Technoratus.
Technoratus.
It's a rat. I get it now.
Yes, Technoratus.
and a different type of brood mother called a crone mother. I like her tail. She's got like a dream catcher in her tail.
Hey, she looks like she just talks like this. Oh. I'm a crone mother.
There was a little Agra going on there. You had a little Agra for a second there.
Is that Yiddish? You got a little Yagra on you.
Yeah.
No.
Agra Volt. A little Agra on you.
The crone mother would take out one of her eyes and be able to look around.
It's dark crystal talk. I refuse to get involved. Then we got, what are the sumo guys called in Dreadball?
The Pseudoshan. The Pseudoshan.
Those guys, he's got a big gun.
And is that him?
And his mask is cool. It's like a Oni mask almost.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a sword on his back too.
His name is Otasora. And then we got a Asterion with a big bird called Sohin.
He's a falconer.
Yeah, Khaleeshi falconer. I think he's got a skull on his shoulder too. And then there's the big boy. The big
Goliath.
Boy, the Goliath. Look at the size of him. Oh, I have nothing to scale, but I can assume the size of him.
Hold on. I'll tell you the scale. Give me 2 seconds.
He's 8,000 millimeters tall.
You know,
8,000.
The aesthetic of the Nameless is like marine animals that met Cthulhu and, you know, had some sort of. Yeah, like a union of the most carnal
type. Sweet Cthulhu love. But
yes, with Barry White in the background, and a little, some mood lighting. The Goliath looks like it was not consensual. The Cthulhu is real.
Strong with this one.
Yeah. The Cthulhu aspect went real Chris Hardwick on this one.
Oh, what? I'm not sure what that means. Pat, do you know what Biggie is?
I'm looking for the picture.
He's now still looking for the picture.
I'm scrolling through all my pictures here.
Pat's got the actual documentation and prepared notes. It's because he's a professional. Look it up.
Not like us. We suck.
Okay, so if you took a GCPS Ranger and you put him face-to-face with the Goliath, pretty much the middle of his face would touch probably his tentacles.
No. So he's about 5 times the height of a normal miniature?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good scale. And he is, he's a lot of tentacles.
He's going to go on a 25 mil base.
Yes. For each foot, maybe. Not even, probably.
He can walk on a gantry.
Yes.
Don't even get into it. We're going to take a quick musical interlude here so we can compose ourselves and get these guys back in line.
Oh,
yay.
We'll be back.
Hello, this is Martin. Fashion, t-shirts, mugs. Dead Zone, the podcast.
Welcome back to Coach and Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jeek.
Pat, you want to bring us back?
Sure.
Fun times.
All right. Let me know when. You want me to count in?
Sure.
3, 2, 1. And we're back. Welcome back to the Dead Zone, the podcast with Jack, Rob, and myself. I've decided now that I'm going to take over this podcast and class it up.
Have you never watched Wayne's World? You're not supposed to say the 3, 2, 1. You're supposed to be 5, 4.
I did do the hand signal, but you guys weren't responding. You guys were all being unprofessional, looking at vlogs and stuff.
I was looking at Tia Carrera, so no one can fault me for that.
I was counting along and nodding my head as it counted. Oh, Wayne's World.
And I even gave you the arm motion to count to point at you to bring you in.
Yep, the swinging arm.
Yeah.
So we have tournaments to talk about. We have a couple tournaments. The first one I think is pretty appealing, Jack. It's called Beer Zone. It's presented by the Weight of Fire guys over in England.
Weight of Fire. Have they weighed fire? Do they know how much fire weighs?
It's the same as a swallow carrying a coconut, I believe.
Oh.
So this is, yeah, it's they're going to have a light, easy, fun drinking and playing Dead Zone. 150 points with the new outbreak rules, which is cool. And it's going to be, going to have food and drink. And
so my one question is this flyer they made, if it's Beer Zone, why do they have two brain hemorrhage shots on the cover of it?
Ah, because it says Dead Zone themed food and drink. So that must be like the, you know, stage F.
It could be the stage one.
Well, I was thinking, you know, a plagued out fetus, but,
Jack.
Oh, come on. So I believe that is why they have those particular shots on the promotional material.
It's very clever. It's very cool of these guys to actually do the food and drink theme. So,
well, it matters how well they pull it off. But anyways,
so props to them for the idea.
So it's £15 a ticket, but you get $10 or £10 worth of food or drink at the venue. So it's really only £5 to play.
Yeah,
and we have a link to their PayPal to pay them. Plus, you can go to Bar 21 UK. And that's where it's going to be at. It's in Manchester, United Kingdom, on 26th of August, 2018. It's a Sunday night. Sunday night is a weird choice, but it's a Sunday night. And it's presented by Weight of Fire in association with the Altrin Cham Gaming Club. Altrin Cham Gaming Club. I'm not sure if that's a place or just a thing, but.
Altrin Cham Gaming.
But sounds like fun. I wish it was in somewhere close to us.
Yeah, actually, true. I'd go to that.
And I would order the nameless cocktail, which is just a shrimp with cocktail sauce.
Mm. It's just can I have the nameless cocktail?
but you leave the shell and the legs on.
So it's, you got to rip everything off.
That's the problem. I love shrimp, but peeling them is a lot of work.
And then as you're peeling the shrimp, then it's my turn. You start moving the models around on the board. And then
you touch your opponent's dice.
Yeah. You just get shrimp juice all over everything. It gives that authentic smell to your nameless army.
Yeah. See, this writes itself. These guys are Weight of Fire. You guys are genius because there's only room. The sky's the limits for the ideas.
The sky's the limit.
Yeah.
And then there's another tournament. I don't even know if we bother talking about this one, but, it's called Conquest of Triton 2. Yes, it's Coach is back. Oh, second right. Annual tourney.
Yeah, who won the first one?
Who was it? It was, who won?
I think it was his nephew.
It was, no, it was Eric won it, didn't he? His nephew came in third, I think. Ryan came in third.
Oh, okay.
Or it's second, technically. Anyways, it's the second annual tourney. You can go to their Facebook events. We'll have the link. 200 points this time. And they're
I can vouch for it to be a quality tournament.
Yes, we were there last year. Unfortunately, this year it's not going to happen since we have Gen Con to go to. But
yeah, it's literally the weekend right before we leave. Like 3 days later, we'll be on the road.
Yeah, so. But it's 200 points using the Dead Zone Outbreak rules. I think Coach is saying this is the first tournament to use the Outbreak rules, and I think that's probably true. So it's July 28th. It's a Saturday. Noon to 5. And this time it's at Legendary Realm Games, which is in Lyndhurst, New York, which is Coach's hometown-ish. So it's right close to where he is, not far.
Yeah, right off the water. It's very nice. It's because it's so close to water, it's nice and breezy.
Yeah, it's really nice in the area. Fun times. So please go fill up this tournament, hang out with the coach and Andrew and all their crew.
I know you Boston guys. Come on down.
Yeah, especially since I believe the weekend before Coach is going to their tournament, so they should all come back down to his.
Yeah, why not? That'd be great. Get a little inner city rivalry going on.
That's right.
Like like the Jets and the Patriots.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Jets and the Sharks.
The Jets and Sharks. Well, that's all in New York. That's in Spanish Harlem now. We're talking about two states. We can get like Goodwill Hunting versus West Side Story going. South, like we can get the Southeast versus the West Side Storyers.
There we go. That's a movie too.
We'll do an audiobook.
So there's the tournaments. If anybody has a tournament out there, they want to have a shout out, let us know and we'll shout it out. There's always more. Talk about our Patreon now, I guess. You can go to patreon.com and search for Dead Zone the Podcast. That's our Patreon. We do have some new Patreon subscribers. We have Philip Legault, Mason Lanziak, and a cool podcast called the Full Metal RPG Podcast. I don't know how they found us and why they're Patreons of us, but they are cool dudes.
You said you've been perusing their wares and you are enjoying it.
Yes, they talk about RPGs, obviously, with their name, but they also do I don't know about every single show, but the show I listen to, they did a Forever Night review. It's an old Canadian vampire show from, what, I guess the
90s. Oh, that's Brendan Carrion. He is – I just talked with this guy, and he's a really nice guy out of Arizona.
Yes.
And Brian Wade, one of my Pathfinders out there, is hooked him up with a Forge Father starter set because they want to start getting into Dead Zone. And so
there you go. So that's, they found us somehow through that. So thank you guys.
Oh
yeah. See, no, I'm excited for those guys to get in because
so it's all very coming exciting. Together. Wow. We're figuring it out.
They're going to play some, summer campaign out there. So it looks like Phoenix is all set to get the summer campaign going. So get your guys together. Looking at you, Rich.
Ooh, getting called out.
It's call out. That's what I do.
We do some shout outs too, though. Not just call outs.
Not only do we call out other podcasts that may or may not be involved in any way, shape, or form, but we also then deal with people who actually want to talk to us, not just be berated.
That's right. We'll stop berating people, Pat. It's not the job.
Who was I berating?
I don't know. Who were you berating?
Someone named Rich and someone who needed to get their act together.
Oh, no, that was just a joke because we all know Rich has got a solid crew over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they call him Rich. I meant Rick.
Rick. Maybe I.
He's Richard. He's a Rich or a Rick. He likes Rick.
He's now Rich.
Now he's Rich.
We've decided on this show, you are now Rich.
And either way, if there's anything we can do for you guys over there, you just starting out, let us know. Throw us an email. We got plenty of contacts. We got plenty of knowledge. We're here for you.
Yes, the Full Metal RPG guys you're talking about. Yes, not Rick Hall because he doesn't need our help.
and all the patrons in general. I will just say thank you. Thank you very much.
You guys, now this is coming straight from the heart.
Uh-oh.
You guys have been a very good resource for the community, regardless of how you paint yourself or how I paint you.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about our podcast. Despite how much we slander you, you're all right.
You're.
We only hate you half as much as we pretend.
That's true.
Well, I thank you, Pat. We take that to heart.
Right back at you.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Actually, coming from you, since the amount of work you put in, the amount of good things you do for the company and for the people at large, coming from you, that's extra special.
Well, thank you.
Enough of this lovey-dovey thing. Let me get back to my segue.
Okay.
Shout-outs. Our first shout-outs from Eaglecot over on Discord. We're talking about Kish and her really, really fragile weapon. And Eaglecot actually drilled through the hands, put a piece of I guess it's pinning material, really. It's a nice steel bar right through her hands.
And looks like a paperclip.
Yeah. But he said that while he was doing it, he broke off both the hands and had to glue them back on, but he got it done. So now she's got a actual solid weapon and he has a painted version of it showing there. Cause she is fragile.
Do you need to drill through the hand though? Can't you just do a little bit pin, you know, well, go in about it.
Yeah. But it's so small, by the time you pin it, you might as well drill all the way through. I think that's the theory.
I mean, if we're looking to not break the hands off.
But we're also looking that it's the weapon was so flimsy as it is, because it's just metal, that you have to do something to fix her. So
yeah,
that's the most solid way. That would make the hands now solid, too. It would kind of tie it all together.
Can you tack weld?
Yeah, tack welding would work. That's the only other way. Although I think a tack, you touched that to the metal of a miniature, it would probably just melt. It'd just be a glob of white metal or whatever they make miniatures out of nowadays.
It's just lead.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think that's how the weapon attaches, is by the hand. So if you were to do it before you even put the model together, cut off the weapon, drill in first, then glue it all together. You would have to know ahead of time that just how fragile, because that axe, the head of that glaive is so big and heavy, and the handle is so thin. I know the one we have is destined to give out.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. It's like the Khaleesi weapons. It's only a matter of time they're going to snap.
Yeah, it's in the stars.
Yes, but this is little ways you can fix that kind of thing. The next guy is Bob Point. I wanted to show this one off because Bob did a bunch of Rebs. We don't show off enough of Rebs. Nice colorful group of Rebels.
Ooh.
And there's also I see some Mercs in here too, because there's Blaine and there's Nastanza, but the rest are all, and there's Freya too. But the rest are all Rebels. You get some Obi-Wans there, you got some Judwans, some Grogans. I really like the colors, but especially the green of the Territon. That's a nice green.
Yeah, it is a good green.
All of the colors look like the Mantic colors, like the Grogan is that color, but punched up. Like someone took the Mantic color schemes, like the greens from the Territon
stuff. It does look like you painted them up from the colors.
But then went like a cell shaded, like comic book almost. Like just.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I think they pop. They really do pop. Good job, Bob.
That's his nickname.
And I guess we're to the, near the end of the show, and, we promised it. This is the end of the contest. We're gonna roll for the contest right now, boys. Does either of you have two D8s and a D12?
Right now, I thought we were gonna do it live on the Dead Zone television, which is airing in hours.
No, this is coming out after that, but it's recorded before, but it has to be on this podcast. Let's just roll.
It has to be.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. Right. I just want to do it now.
I have like a boatload of sixes.
No, I need 2d8 and a d12.
Do you really?
Yes, because that's what the list. I have the list right here, and that'll work perfectly.
Yeah, that would. But all you'd have to do is add.
No, it's two different lists. That's why. One's 2d8 and the other one's d12.
Yeah, but you can make d6s turn into d8s by just mathematical tomfoolery.
No, you can't.
Okay, well then, someone get your dice.
You go get your dice. You're right beside them.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to have to be you, Jackus. I would have to be required to go down some stairs.
And I'm most of the way through a build for a big Plinketto type board, something like you'd only see on a mid-80s game show, so we could make it permanent live on.
You got Bob Bark in your closet?
But no, now I...
No, save it for the next contest. We're just going to roll for it right here. That's staying in right there, that noise. Jack walking towards his dice right now.
Yep.
And don't get those loaded ones that you make me play role-playing games with. The one game, I swear to God, I critical failed about 10 times in a row. Like, it's
nice.
It's a D12. Like, the chance of me rolling a 12 on a D12, like, 4 times.
In a row?
Yeah. It's impossible. And yet, I did it.
It's high.
It's all on tape. You can go to... Vinland Old Time Radio for our real play sessions for Jack's End of Ages game he invented. It's D12. You roll low is good, and I rolled very high very often.
Okay. So we need a D12 and a D8. Is that correct?
Two D8s.
Okay, well, I have...
I guess you roll D8 twice and just tell me the result.
Plethora of D8s.
I would hope you have some D8s, yes.
That is not a problem.
What game uses D8s? A lot of D8s.
The best game ever.
The only game.
The best game ever.
So, for the patrons, it is the 2D8. So we've got to roll that twice to get two different numbers, because we've got two winners from the patrons.
Okay, so so we're all on board and we all on the same page. I don't think any of you people deserve anything. You're all leeches, and
these are patrons. We're the leeches.
Oh, I'm sorry, the wrong one. You people deserve the prizes that we are going to hand out and more. And Rob, what is it that these fine folks are capable of winning?
I guess we haven't mentioned it. Yes, we have a fine gentleman from Mantic who may or may not be on the line currently did give us some Hornets to give away. Is that not correct, Patrick?
Who would do that? There are people, Kickstarter people, who are waiting for theirs, and you guys got them? How'd that happen?
Well, these are Mantic Knight people, I think, that were waiting for them, and we got them.
There are starving children in Africa who could use these Hornets.
Oh, yeah, use them to get out of that place.
Oh.
Well, you know, okay. Go somewhere where there's food.
And if you're partial to food, particularly salads, there's a new podcast I'd like to...
Yes, it's going to be called Resident Romaine.
Yes.
You can't make friends with salad.
Oh. So, Rob, you have the list in front of you?
It's right in front of me. There we go. I got a drum roll by a real musician.
The first D8 is in my hand.
Two D8s.
At the same time?
Add them together, yep.
Okay, so two D8s in my hand. I have my camera in front of me, so I'm going to take a picture for posterity and also for the podcast. And
we'll post the page.
Are you guys trying to make me tired? Because I'm getting tired.
Just keep talking.
And
now my fingers hurt.
We have a 5 and a 6.
That equals 11. Am I correct with my math before I announce who this is?
5 plus 6 is 11.
The winner of the first Hornet from our patrons is Mike Early. Thank you, Mike.
Ooh, Mike Early.
I'll be getting in contact with you to get your address to send this Hornet out.
And you sound like a male, so a word of advice, don't online say that you don't like any of the new Star Wars movies. That's between me and you, that'll lead to nothing but heartache.
Jack, stop getting political on our podcast.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
So
save it for the town hall.
Mike is our man, number one. Should we do the non-Patreon one and then go back to Patreon, or what do you think?
Yeah, do the non-Patreon.
Okay.
Jack, how do you feel about these people?
These people? I just want you to know you're all leeches. I just took a picture of my leg while I was obviously I'm not sending anyone a picture of my leg. Okay, so what is that? That's the D12.
Yes. There's one winner from this for the Hornets.
For a Hornet, a sweet, sweet Hornet. You know you want it. We got it for you, baby. You just have to call us daddy. Drum roll, please.
Oh.
And here we go. That is a 5.
5. 5 is Mike Dieter. Mike?
Ooh.
That's another... Oh, no, Mark. Sorry, Mark Dieter. I was going to say it's another Mike. Mark Dieter.
Mark Dieter. Just don't mention the war.
Oh, no. Jack, stop insulting the people who enter our contests.
Oh, they can cry over their Hornet, their sweet, salty tears splashing over a $40 worth of merchandise that people are clamoring for. Let's all get out the world's tiniest violin.
Wee, wee. Ooh. This is why we don't do contests.
The violin needs to be tuned, I think.
I think so. Your violin was so tiny that it sounded a little like a horror film.
Okay, one last patron, people. One last patron winner. If it gets another 11, we have to re-roll because you can't win two. So Jack, don't roll 11.
I will not roll 11, I hope. Statistically improbable. It's got to be like a million to one.
And I rolled 11. Not with two dice. Because there's various forms of numbers you can get to make 11.
I'm going to say that science probably could not figure out.
8 and 3, 7 and 4.
Yeah, there's like thousands of combinations, obviously. So
mathematicians everywhere would be unable to figure that out. So
let's move on.
So for one sweet, sweet hornet that you can do whatever you want
and
with.
I will say, if we do roll, Mark Dieter is also a patron. If you do roll him, he can win two that way. So I'll just let you know that right now before you roll. If you roll Mark Dieter on this one, he can get two hornets, that lucky bastard. But we'll see.
You know what? That would be like a
kick in the teeth to everyone.
No, I think everyone in the community would rally around the fact that that's probably a, you know, like Rudy or like an underdog story.
Rudy.
Yeah. See, there's already chances. Rudy.
Dieter.
I know who I want to win. I don't know the numbers. Rob has the list in front of him, but,
Rob is frantically changing the numbers on the list.
No.
So, okay. Drum roll, please. And here we go. A 7 and a 5.
7 and 5. That equals 12, correct?
That is correct.
Wow.
That's one away from 11.
This winner is a person who supported us. He was the first person ever to give us money. That was before the Patreon. That's Kevin Riddle. Kevin Riddle just won a hornet from us.
Yay, Kevin.
Kevin.
So there you go. There's our wieners. So it's Mike Early, Kevin Riddle. We have a friend whose last name's Riddle, so I keep saying it that way. And Mark Dieter. You are all getting hornets. I will be emailing you after we finish recording here to congratulate you.
Have you talked to Kevin Riddle?
I have talked to him. I talk to him on Facebook quite often.
Is it Riddle or is it Riddell? Has he told you it's Riddle?
Well, I've never talked to him in, like voice chat talk. No.
Yeah.
So it could, it's spelled totally
could be
different,
Riddell. It could be French. Riddley.
That's right. Well, we'll never know. We'll never know.
There's no way we can figure that out.
Unless Kevin Riddle's coming to Gen Con, in which then he must come by the booth and state his name.
for the public.
State your name for the court.
So congratulations. We'll have more prizes eventually, I'm sure. Because that's what we do.
But now, Rob, are you going to email them right now, or are you going to wait till after the podcast? So that there's like, cause Kevin, they're all sitting there like, it could be me.
Yeah,
I'm in
that's
the,
true. I'll
I'm
ruin the thing. Surprise. And anybody who's listening be like, oh, you didn't email me. I must not have won. But yeah, that's right. I'll wait till this comes out. You're a genius, Jack.
That's the only reason you got me around.
That's true. That was it. Smart. You smart.
Smart.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I'm a showman.
So
well, that it wasn't my contest, so I didn't really think that hard about it.
I could care less. I was too busy drumming.
I was too busy, and now I'm icing up my fingers because out of shape.
Out of finger drumming shape. If you too want a finger drum, go to cafepress.ca/deadzonepodcast. They don't have those there, but they have two.
You get your finger drumming shirt.
You have cool t-shirts though. Yeah, we'll get a community Pat finger drumming t-shirt.
Finger drumming with Pat. That
finger drumming and little violins.
Jack, you were going to say it sounds a little raunchy.
Yeah, it does. But now I did a 180, then a 360, then another 180 on that. And now it's adorable that Pat has miniature, a variety of miniature. Like this is going to be the tuba, but all finger size, like miniature finger size, like a tuba.
And you can also support us on Patreon. We do have a lot of free stuff on there that we give away, like things ahead of time, or also exclusive stuff, files and things. And you can go to that to patreon.com/deadzonepodcast. And our next goal, we're at $60 right now. Our next goal is 65, and we're going to be upgrading our video recording equipment. So we're going to buy a camcorder so that we don't look like crap when we do our live shows, or we can do more, like, I don't know, we'll go places and film ourselves going places and doing stunts. We'll become the next Jackass.
Jackass. Yes. When you take the train to Adepticon.
Yeah, we can do a little.
You can film that.
That's true. That'd be
fun. You could have filmed your friend from DC, from Maryland, from Baltimore. You got on the train with you guys.
Yeah. That's true.
My name's Jack, and this is Hanging Out Between the Trains. And then it's the Jackass music starts playing. It's just me running around in between the train. Put my hand down.
Jumping to the side of the train as it's moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun times. Well, this has been a podcast.
It has a lovely podcast.
And if you missed the live show, you can go onto YouTube and watch the live show that we did just this past weekend, I guess. And that's, is the DZTV. That is thanks to our Patreons that we do that show now. Our monthly show. Yeah.
It's a monthly show. It starts at 9:30. Remember that one, Pat?
What is the name of the show?
DZTV?
Yeah, DZTV.
Because DZTV brings up some kind of Denver Zoo TV.
Not on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, you have to go to Dead Zone, the podcast YouTube channel, and then type in DZTV.
Oh, okay. As listeners of the podcast, just don't type in DZTV in the YouTube search.
Well, you will, because about the halfway down the page is our first episode of Dead Zone DZTV episode 1. So the new one is called DZTV episode 2.
But maybe you want to just like watch the
See, I'm not getting that. I'm getting like freaking something from Thailand.
A zoo from Thailand?
Being cereal.
Well, maybe it matters.
DZTV Social Education Entertainment. That's DZTV us. Channel. It's looks like a Minecraft channel.
Dead Zone the podcast.
I found it. There it is. It's your fancy graphics is what fooled me.
It does say a special presentation.
Yeah.
But if you do want to watch the zoo enclosures from San Diego, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's right.
As long as, unless a negligent mother lets their child get into the ape enclosure, then I would recommend maybe turning that off, because that's not going to end well.
Never does. Never
Rip Harambe.
Anyways, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Pat.
This has been Dead Zone the Podcast. Join us next month for another show. We also have Team Builder Exercise, where I don't know what's going on. These guys making plans when I was going to get a drink, so I have no idea what the next show is about. But that'll be happening on the last Wednesday of this month. Fun times.
Please also look forward to the new podcast by Jack and myself, Resin and Romaine.
Yes.
Where we talk about new models and hobbying and salads.
But you're not going to hear anything else. It's a secret. It's all under wraps. Anything else that's leaked about it would just be a detriment to the –
It's all hearsay.
Yeah, intellectual property. Someone will snag that up so quick, we'll be out in the cold.
Anyways, this has been Dead Zone the Podcast. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
We love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinlando Time Radio Productions.
Today we're talking about Julian tomatoes and carrots. It's great.
Yes. Yes. Not to be confused with Julian salads. That's Thursday on the Salad Podcast. You cannot start mixing those up.
No, no. And then those niçoise, nicoise salads. I love those nicoise salads.
Well, yes. And if I could just tell you how many hours I've spent listening to Lance and Friends salad talk, that is a podcast that I can get behind. And of course, you'd be eating a salad and modeling as podcast. So, like, you could dig it. Oh, this is. Oh, yeah, I need a little more of the croutons on my salad. And also, I am modeling.
But these are homemade croutons.
Yes,
a little Parmesan crust on side. It'll be upscale salads.
Okay,
not these Subway salads that you can get.
Subway salads.
It's not going to be a Wendy's salad, that's for sure.
I've had Subway salads. It's like you eat the sub and then you look down at the wrapper and you have like literally a salad down at the bottom.
Well, I won't lie. I've eaten a Subway salad every once in a while too. They do make a decent chopped salad for what it is.
Well, but what, is it podcast worthy?
No, definitely not.
No.
You guys done?